And a second community connection on 1400 K1, an opportunity to focus on one of our many local organization, service organizations. And I have, director of the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, Brent Mule. Look, I'm make sure that I got either the long or the short you on mule, so I want to make sure I got that right. And Grace Farmer as well. Thanks for coming in, both of you. And Brent, you've been a Kiwanian for about 6 to 7 years now, and it seems to be a pleasant experience for you. You seem to enjoy it.
Yes, certainly have. I've been active in the community, doing a lot of our activities here locally, as well as participating in our district level, which is the Texas-Oklahoma area. So gone to district conventions and joined with party leaders and so forth, and done activities at that level as well. Yes, and
internationally, I believe it's service to youth, but you do so many more things on the local scene. As I start naming them off, and I will leave something off, the Christmas parade. Sooner Junior, of course. You've got a fishing derby coming up. You've got you are the organization that organizes Freedom Fest and a lot more. So thank you for all the things that Kiwanians do.
Happy to be in the community, and we enjoy community support, and we're always looking for new members to volunteer at our events or be members of our club. And Grace, you want to talk to us about Sooner Junior and the fishing derby that's coming up?
Well, actually, this coming Sunday night at our golf course at Sooner Park, Sooner Junior, we're going to have our opening, and we're going to have hot dogs, and from 6 to 10, you get to have free golf. So there's a lot going on at Sooner Junior, and we're actually open May through August from 6 to 10 every night, and weekends in September, so you can book private parties if you want to do things, corporate events, and we just, it's just a fun place to go to take the family, have a good time, and if you like to play golf, it's not like regular golf, but it's miniature golf, but it's a fun thing to do.
It is a fun thing to do, and it does, to a certain extent, develop the golf skills, but normally on a golf course, you're not bouncing the ball off of an obstacle or trying to go down the windmill or some of the things that some miniature golf courses have.
That's true, and actually, it's a lot cheaper to play our golf than it is if you go to Hillcrest or if you go to Adams, and actually, just per game, you know, it's adults are $5, students $4, and you get a prize pack if you're senior. That's only $4. Youth are $3, children 2 to 5 are $1, and you can actually get a 10-game pass for $30. And Monday is family night, so bring the family and come. Tuesday, buy one, get one. And Thursday, it's unlimited play. So it's $50 if you want to book a private party for an hour and a half, and $10 each additional half hour. So it's just a fun type thing. And if you got a birthday party and you want to bring the kids out and have a good time, we'd love to have you out there.
Just exactly where I was going is that booking that birthday party. And I can see, I'm trying to remember, I must have been 12-ish. I don't remember. But, growing up, it was just a fun place to go. I think I had a birthday party out there. I might have been 8 or 10, something in that vicinity. So it's just a fun age to go out and play some miniature golf. And whether you score 0 points or make it all the way through with great score, either way, you had a lot of fun.
It's true. And on May 11th, if you're interested, we have the fishing derby. So if you're a kid and you're aged 3 to 12 years old, you can actually come and you can actually go fishing. It's at Joe Allen Lowe Park from 9 to 12. And we're actually going to have professional Bassmaster Rick Wilson. He's retired from Kansas, so he's going to come and he's going to emcee the event. So come out, bring your fishing gear, you know, bring your bait, and just have a really, really good time. And actually, I found out this is going to be the 68th year for the Kiwanis Fishing Derby.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know in some years, the kids didn't even necessarily had to bring their gear. Kiwanis had some gear out there that they could furnish if you didn't have your own. So it makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, but 68 years. Another thing I want to mention, that the Bartlesville Kiwanis Club 100 years old February 18th, 2020.
Wow.
So think about 100 years in Bartlesville. Good organization to belong to.
It is a great organization to belong to, and with the international, starting out national, you gave me a little bit of a history of Kiwanis, taking it back to the early 1900s, I believe.
Yes, actually, I keep saying actually, we were formed on January 21st, 1915 in Detroit, Michigan, but our first club was in Canada, and it was in 1916, so we have a big, long history, Kiwanis does.
Okay.
And in 1962, we became international in Canada, Bahamas. We're in Europe, Australia, South America, all kinds of countries. So We are very much international.
Right. The Fishing Derby, it's, I think, nearly always at least locally held on a Saturday morning, and it's a good time to get the kids out and get them, you know, fishing is one of those things that the, unlike, you can go to the kids' football game, you can go to their little league game, but when you take them fishing, the adult and the youngster are doing the same thing at the same time.
Yes.
So it really is, you know, a togetherness experience.
Right.
Are you a fisher?
I used to fish when I was really, really young, but yeah. I haven't fished in a long time. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm out there measuring the fish for the kids and helping, you know, put the fish back in the pond. And sometimes it gets really, really busy. I mean, their fishes are practically jumping on the hooks, and the kids are loving it. So that's all a win-win for everybody. And, you know, at least they're out in the air exercising a little bit. So that's a positive for everybody.
It is a positive for everybody, and it's an opportunity to get a new experience. A lot of youngsters, that would be their first and maybe only time going fishing. So yep. It works out all the way around. But I'm sure a lot of them come back year in and year out for you.
Yep. And again, it's free. So and then if at the end of the event, typically if we can convince the retired bass pro to do a few tricks, he tries to do a few tricks with a fishing rod. So that's mm-hmm. kind of interesting to watch.
It is. You've got him out there. He can be the star of the show, but the youngsters are the reason you're
right.
there. So
right. All the kids get some sort of prize, and the top winners will get, you know, a trophy or things of that nature.
Some of the other things that Kiwanis has coming up, and these are your two, you know, things that we need to emphasize, but you're open to membership in the community.
That is correct.
I don't believe some organizations, like I'll say American Legion, you know, military service is required, but if you live in the community, chances are you probably qualify.
That's right. In fact, you know, most cities, if you drive into the city, you'll see a big K, like near the rotary signs and things. Mm-hmm. That means there's a local club, and typically the local clubs will always welcome new members. We hold our meetings weekly at noon on Wednesday at the community center. Anybody in the area, listening area, if they want to come and see what we're about, we usually have a speaker. We do a little introduction, and we do a little social engagement, mm-hmm. and we have lunch. So come once or twice as our guest, check out the club, and hopefully we can convert you into a member.
And then you get to get involved in things like Freedom Fest or the parade, and making sure that our community events run without a hitch.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of people, so we're always looking for volunteers. And, you know, we want to say thanks to all our corporate sponsors who make those events possible, because without their support, we can't put those events on, whether it be the fireworks or the Christmas parade, things of that nature. So, you know, thanks to all the local support from the companies as well as the individuals.
Well, I know when it comes time for Freedom Fest, we're conscious to name every sponsor for every event, and it's nice that you have some of the different events like the fireworks and that sort of thing sponsored, because otherwise you'd depend on community volunteer donations. And while I think any of us, when we're walking by a jar and it says for the fireworks, we might give a dollar, maybe even five or ten, but it is expensive to put on a fireworks display.
It certainly is, and we try to, you know, make sure it's a fun event. Make sure the fireworks are entertaining, and it costs roughly about $10,000 just for the fireworks, right? And you know, that money just doesn't show up magically. It's community and sponsors that make that happen. So you know, we're thinking about, you know, can somebody sponsor like an 8-inch firework shell, or can they sponsor a heart shaped firework. So some of those things we're trying to you know, come up with, and if there's community interest in it, those are things that we want to, you know, engage the community and make them a part of the fireworks, so that they feel invested in what we're doing.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Christmas parade, it's an hour and a half. Sometimes it might stretch as long as 2 hours, but it's always that first Saturday in December. The community turns out for a great show, and again, if it were not for the Kiwanians, making sure everybody gets signed up, lining up the parade, making sure that you don't have the Bartlesville Band right up next to the Dewey Band, right next up to the Nowata Band or whatever, that everything, it always looks like a great parade.
Thanks to the community and all our sponsors and our participants, yes, it's a wonderful event, it's organized chaos. Because trying to get all the floats together and things of that nature. And thankfully, it's gone on without a hitch all these years.
Yeah. but it is the community support. Grace, we talked just before we went on the air that it is those 501c3 donor dollars that makes the Kiwanis able to do the fishing derby. The Center Junior is a fundraiser, but again, that supports the things like the fishing derby. All of those parades, the Freedom Fest, those need to be self-supporting and for a large extent, right?
That is true. And if you're looking for something to sink your teeth into and you do need a tax write-off, we have a lot of community organizations in town, Kiwanis being one of them, but it's just good to know that you're giving your dollars to something that's going to make a difference. And with Kiwanis, we do make a difference in the community and in the world.
And again, your youth projects, the smiles on the faces of those youngsters when they bait a hook for the first time, or when they get out to the first time and really are having that birthday party at Sooner Junior, it's an irreplaceable experience.
Yeah, that is. It's great. And one of the things we do in our meetings, at the end of the meeting, we always have our speakers sign a book. We donate a book every week to a children's library. And so it's something that we do for the kids. We are definitely kids-oriented. And if you know anything about Key Club, that's something that was when I was in high school, we had Key Club. Mm-hmm. And I never realized that Key Club was actually part of the Kiwanis. It was just Key Club. So that's one of the things that we do. We have a lot of things to do with kids and youth, and it's just a great organization to belong to.
It is, and it is one of those things that, okay, maybe you don't feel like a joiner, but you just want to make some new friends or you want to be involved in the community. This is one way. It's not generally a large commitment. You can go have lunch with some friends one day a week, and if you choose to, I'll say, be a financial supporter of something like Freedom Fest, I suppose that's okay, but at least for one night, maybe 3 or 4 hours, to a little bit of work and give the community a good time for 4th of July.
Yes. And so if you say you're bored, come see us. We'll make sure you're not bored.
It is possible, I guess, to be bored in a community like Bartlesville, but again, with organizations like Kiwanis and the other organizations, if you choose to step forward, you're going to find yourself involved real quick.
Yes. A lot of friends.
Again, your meetings are Wednesdays at the community center?
That's correct. Wednesday noon. Community center.
Okay. In case somebody tuned in late, I want to just review the two upcoming events. Sooner Junior opens real quick.
This Sunday, the 28th, from 6 to 10 at Sooner Park.
And, of course, the fishing derby. Do you need volunteers for that?
Always use volunteers for that if you want to weigh a fish, measure a fish. I mean, there's all kinds of things that need to be done, so we'd love to have you.
Okay. Well, again, if you'd like to become a Kiwanian, if you'd like to find out how they get things done in the community, Conrad, the meetings are 11:30 or noon.
Yeah. It officially starts at noon, come 10, 15 minutes early, but to get acquainted, you know, mention the spot, the community connection spot, and be a guest for us one or two times to check out the community, the club, and happy to have you join.
Okay. It is, again, the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville. They are the sponsoring organization for Sooner Junior, and they've got the new fishing derby coming up on Mother's Day weekend. It's the 11th, is that right, Grace?
Yes.
Saturday the 11th? Okay. Again, that's at Joel and Lowe Park, so go out and have a good time and meet the Bass Pro.
Yes, and I said that opening night is April 28th. It's the 29th.
Oops. Okay.
It is Sunday the 29th.
And that's a community connection on K1.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years,